If you're like many small business owners, the demand on your time for creating social media content can feel overwhelming and like an uphill battle. Fortunately for us, though, in the wedding industry, we have a unique opportunity that's far less time consuming and ever-changing, like Instagram. And it's a tactic that not only have I used for the last 17 years to grow my own business and book clients consistently without having to rely on Instagram, but one of my students was able to take most of 2023 off from Instagram and still keep up with bookings. I am talking about vendor referrals, and I've got some amazing tips to share with you today on how you can boost your business by leaning into getting more of them. Before we dive into today's conversation, though, I've got some exciting news. It's a new year, and with that, Beauty Business Collective library of trainings and resources is getting its annual overhaul. On deck is a total revamp of Visibility Factor, my Instagram marketing course, and a restructuring of Next Level Bridal Business to get you better results in less time. But up first, Unique as Fuck is relaunching live this month. So head to the show notes for today's episode to join the waitlist, and you can score some limited time bonuses and early bird pricing. When I first started my bridal business, I thought getting on preferred vendor lists meant emailing a bunch of venues or planners and then scheduling, you know, meetings or coffee dates so I could show them my skills as a makeup artist and wow them. I thought it would get me on their list. I'd literally show up with like a printed book of my work from Snapfish. Yes, I'm aging myself. I used Snapfish and it was all of these little photos in that cheap little book. And I would show up thinking that I was like interviewing at an agency in New York. And like, this is my portfolio, a little stack of business cards in my pocket. But little did I know at that time that I was going about things all wrong. And in the almost two decades since, I've built a much more reliable system for getting vendor referrals. I no longer reach out to people cold. I have a really strategic system. Now, this is something that I teach in Next Level Bridal Business. It's part of phase 4 inside of the course. I have a whole blueprint for how to build vendor referrals and a really strong network. And then I talk about it again a little bit inside of my Styled Shoots course, specifically using that opportunity and that tactic to build your referral network. But today I want to share with you some of my best tricks and tips to help you build a more authentic referral network. So you can step away from social media a little bit if you're finding it overwhelming, trying to keep up with all the changes, or if you are finding that it is just so time consuming and it's pulling your time and your energy away from providing your clients with a really outstanding client experience. Not everybody wants to be the subject of your stories and your feed and your TikToks and your reels and things like that. Not everybody's bridal clientele is all about that. And sometimes when you're like really in the zone and you are just going and you're having great conversations and you're doing your best work and people are just really loving how you're making them feel in the moment, you might be like me where you get in the car and you're like, shit, I forgot to take photos or I forgot to take videos, or the ones that you did capture just really kind of aren't like up to snuff. If you have a really strong referral network, you don't have to put so much time and energy into the social media aspect of marketing your business. So I wanted to really emphasize and share during January, because it's a slow time throughout most of the country where people aren't really doing as many weddings. And usually by the end of like January, early February, before the spring season kind of kicks into high gear, is when a lot of vendors are getting kind of antsy and they are looking to collaborate and meet with new people and build up the referral network. So I figured that this was a perfect time of year to really introduce the topic or kind of reinvigorate this sense of let's build a community within my local marketplace so where we can, you know, help build and support one another and grow each other's businesses in a really genuine and authentic way. So tip number one is you have to keep in mind that it's not about what they can do for you. It's about what you can do for them, okay? Your skills are not enough. I don't care how good you are at hair. I don't care how good you are at makeup. You meet them one time, they might love your work, but if you don't stay top of mind with them and there's no benefit to referring you, they're not going to do it. There needs to be a genuine reciprocity and a genuine respect for one another if it's going to be a beneficial exchange, okay? A beneficial exchange of time and energy and putting each other's reputation on the line for the other person. And besides, you never know when the next person who is building the referral network the right way is going to come in right behind you and steal their attention. And now suddenly they're busy referring that other person instead of you. So you really need to keep in mind, all right, what can I do for them? And one of the tips that I teach people is to go and interact with them on social media. If you find social media overwhelming with posting and you're much more comfortable with scrolling and searching and commenting, well, that's really what the point of social media is to begin with, to be social, to have conversations and to interact with people. So by engaging with other people's account that you want to build these relationships with, it's a really easy and authentic kind of way to start building up that relationship. Okay, this might be a little TMI here, but if you're like me and coffee, while it's amazingly tasty, always makes you have to, you know, go. It's not always my first choice in the morning on my way to clients or weddings. Too many times I've needed to use the bathroom while working, and running to a bathroom far enough away from my client wasn't an option. Want to know the fastest way to not be on a preferred hair or makeup artist list for a photographer anymore? Drop a bomb in their client bathroom because Starbucks used real milk instead of coconut milk. One time. Not my finest moment, friends. The candle was not cutting it that day. Plus, for the last year, I have been on a mission to cut back on drinks full of chemicals like soda or way too much sugar like coffee, not to mention tons of caffeine isn't so fabulous when you have anxiety like me. Recently, I found these shots called Magic Mind, and they're like those little energy things at the gas station register, but way better and more healthy. It uses matcha and B vitamins for energy, but also combines lion's mane mushrooms to help you feel focused and ashwagandha and turmeric for lowered stress. Now, I already take ashwagandha. I found some gummies at the International Beauty Show in New York City last March when I went. I've been taking ashwagandha for several months, and I've noticed that it was really helping my anxiety. And then as far as turmeric, I take these like giant horse pills of turmeric because it helps to lower inflammation. So it's been really good for my joints. Having done this job for, you know, 17 plus years now, I have really jacked up shoulders, really jacked up knees and hips from long hours of standing. And for much of my career, I packed my kit full of way too many things. My shoulders really just messed up, and turmeric really helps with the inflammation in my joints. But it also really helps, little side note, if you have really bad cramps for your period. I always can tell the difference when I haven't been taking the turmeric pills leading up to my cycle, because those kill me every time. Those cramps are just so bad. So when I saw that the Magic Mind not only had matcha for all natural caffeine plus the B vitamins, but then it had the ashwagandha and the turmeric, I was totally sold. I also saw that it wasn't like an energy drink, so to speak, that was going to make me jittery and crash. So now I can drink one of those on my way to early morning clients without worry. And then I just hydrate with water while I work instead. It's so much easier to keep a little shot in my purse or just down one of those after brushing my teeth while I'm getting ready, and really like wake up and feel really calm and focused, but energized for the rest of my day. And then I'm just drinking water, which is really super healthy for me anyways. I combine them with my Element electrolyte packets because they don't have any sugar in them. So I'm able to stay hydrated and energized really evenly throughout the day. So if you're somebody who has been really struggling with trying to find something that's not so coffee laden for your caffeine, and maybe you want to cut back on your sugar like I did, I highly, highly recommend these little guys. I've been taking them before going to my clients in the morning, and I am absolutely loving the results. If you're listening to this episode live this January, you can get 1 month for free when you subscribe for 3 months, so you can gear up to crush your goals for 2024 while fully focused and not jittery. You can use my code SWEARS20 and get an extra 20% off, which gets you to 75% off. Now, this only lasts until the end of January, so hurry up before it goes away. Again, you can find the link to Magic Mind right in my show notes for today's episode. Tip number two is to build the relationship first by doing those types of interactions, by commenting, by responding to stories, things like that. You wouldn't just walk up to a stranger and ask them to hand out your business cards just because your hair and makeup look cute that day. Like, I don't go to the mall with a stack of business cards and be like, hey, I'm obviously like really good at hair and makeup. Look at some of these photos on my phone, on my Instagram. Aren't I the shit? Here, you want to hand out my business card to people? No, that wouldn't work. So by cold calling people or emailing people and being like, hey, I'm a makeup artist and I'm looking for other people to refer me to their brides and build my business for me. Would you be interested? Like, that's probably why you might be struggling and thinking, okay, networking with planners or photographers or venues really just isn't worth the investment of my time. Because you're really kind of going about it the wrong way. You're approaching it from a, I want them to build my business for me. You're not giving them a benefit to it. So that was like tip number one. There has to be reciprocity. What's in it for them? But you also wouldn't do it to a stranger. You have to build up a relationship with them first. They have to know who you are and understand this isn't just some stranger. I've had these conversations with this person. And by building that relationship, they also get to know your vibe. And they would know whether or not you are actually the right fit for their clientele. So those two tips really kind of go hand in hand. Find out what can you do for them, and helping them build a social media presence with lots of active engagement and sharing some of their content with your audience, they're going to come back and do the same thing with their audience. They're going to, it's called reciprocity, and they're going to go through your content and they're going to start engaging. They're going to like it. They'll maybe start commenting on it. And when they find stuff that's really good and valuable, they'll share it. You see a lot of that in the hair and makeup industry already. So many people are moving into educational type content for their audience, for their brides. Here's how to show up with your hair or your makeup for your wedding day. Or here's tips for bridesmaids. Or here's tips for why we don't recommend having a half up do on a windy day or a rainy day or whatever. And other people are like, this is really valuable. This is great for my audience too. And they turn around and they share it. So if you're commenting and interacting with their content, they're going to see your very valuable content and then share it with their audience as well. But it's not necessarily like, hey, there's these beautiful updos. I'm just going to turn around and share that with my audience. There's really no value in that to them. Yes, their audience might like that and it might match the branding and the dream bride kind of vibe. And they might think it's pretty too, but there's no benefit to them to share hair pictures. Like, they're not hairstylists. Their audience isn't following them for hair inspiration. So sharing those types of things with their audience, not really going to happen. So you really, if you want them to share your kind of content, one, you have to engage with them first. They have to get to know you and know that you are a good fit for their audience. But you also have to keep in mind, you have to give them something valuable to share. It's not their job to market your business. Even if their audience is also going to need a hairstylist for weddings or a makeup artist for weddings as well.
Okay, allow me to interrupt today's episode really quick because I have a quick question for you. Have you joined me inside of my free training yet? If not, click the link below. It's right in the description box. The training is called The Essential Systems You Need in Your Bridal Business to Achieve Higher Levels of Success and Freedom. And I'm going to teach you exactly how to book brides faster, easier, and with less effort. So go down to the description box, click the link, and sign up. It's free, it's on demand, and I'm gonna give you access to all the tools you need to build and grow a powerfully successful bridal hair and makeup business without the gimmicks in as little as 90 days. Again, the direct link for the free training is included in the description box for today's episode. Now let's get back to the conversation.
And last but not least, it's really important to make sure that you do your research. Don't just reach out to venues or photographers or wedding planners because they're really popular online. You want to find ones that are in alignment with your target market. You're not going to ask planners that focus on high-end luxury venues to promote your work if your dream bride gets married at country estates or wineries and vice versa. If the people that they have in their audience don't match the type of audience that you want to work with, it's not beneficial to either one of you to cross-promote. Not every photographer or wedding venue or planner is going to want to work with you just because you serve brides. A smart wedding vendor is going to invest their time in relationships with other people who have similar dream brides, who have a similar target market. So if you're looking for somebody, like I was just working with one of my one-on-one coaching students, and one of her goals for our 90 days together is to build her a bridal website and to build up her bridal Instagram. She works in a salon. She's starting to do weddings on the side. And so she really needs to get some beautiful images of brides to use for her website, to use for her Instagram, and to start marketing. And one of the things that we were talking about is maybe participating in a few styled shoots. And she was talking about how she was having a really hard time finding them. And I was talking with her about, like, you need to find the people who are already serving the type of clients that you want to serve. That's where you're going to need to invest your time and your energy. Because if your dream brides, like I said, are getting married out at country estates or at wineries or barn weddings and things like that, and you reach out to a planner that's in the middle of a big city and they do weddings at museums or historical venues with a city vibe or just things that are just a more modern, sleek, contemporary kind of look. And you're like, hey, I have this styled shoot. It's going to be out in the country at this barn. They're going to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That does not fit in with my portfolio. No, thank you. I'm not interested in doing that. And that is a smart business decision on their part, because why would they take all of this time and all of this energy into putting together a styled shoot that's not going to appeal to the type of brides that they want to work with? The brides that they work with aren't getting married at barns. So you're wasting your time by contacting them, and they would be wasting their time by participating in that type of a shoot. So when you are looking for people to build a network with, the most important ones are the types of vendors that are already working with your dream brides. What venues do you work at a lot, or do you want to work at more? If you're going through a rebranding, or if you are going through a huge price increase and you are restructuring and realigning with who your dream bride is, it is time to do an overhaul of your marketing. It's time to look at the venues that you're working at. Are you working at places that you want to continue to work at? Are you working at the types of venues that make your job easier, or the type of venues that make your job harder? If you keep going back to these same venues where you can't get in early enough, and it's a constant conversation and a constant struggle for your bride to understand she can't actually fucking get ready there. She has to go to an Airbnb or a hotel nearby, and it makes your life that much harder. And you look like the bad guy because you're the one coming at them and saying, I need to start this early. We need this number of hours, or it's going to cost all this extra money for me to bring all these other artists. They're not necessarily going to hold that against the venue. they're probably going to be a little bit irritated that you can't just get it done for them in this shorter time frame, or you have to charge them extra or whatever. We can try and blame the venue as much as we want, because at the end of the day, it really is the venue's problem, or the venue's fault, but it becomes our problem. So if you keep running into those types of situations, guess what? Maybe stop working with brides at that venue and shift your marketing. Find a different venue where the getting ready suite is open early enough. There has to be ones in your area, okay? Or, you know, just really start shifting your marketing to work with brides who are already intending to get ready at Airbnbs. Maybe find some Airbnbs in the area and do some shoots and set up there and tag them and then talk about that. And then now you have somebody to refer to your brides when you're like, yeah, you're probably going to need an Airbnb. I've got some great recommendations. That helps your business in the long run, but it helps their business. And then they're going to see that you're constantly working there and you're constantly referring. And then they're going to start sharing your content. When you tag them, when you are posting there, they're going to turn around and they're going to share that and promote that to their audience. So you can see how finding the right people that provide solutions for your brides and provide solutions for your business can turn around and give you more long-term marketing support than just being like, I'm going to Google all the wedding planners in my area and send out an email to all of them and then hope that when I meet them for a coffee, they're so impressed and so wowed by me that they're suddenly going to refer all of their brides to me. Doesn't really work that way. Not in today's modern world. There's so many easier ways to connect. So start out by doing your research, finding the right people, and then connecting with them online, building a relationship with them first. Have genuine conversations. Don't send out your first email or your first DM and being like, hey, I'm looking to connect and network with other photographers, whatever, in my area. That just feels really spammy. Go watch their stories, respond to them, comment on them, start having genuine conversation. If they're posting about their dog and you love dogs, have a conversation about their dog with them. Get to know who they are as a person first. And then start to build a business relationship, because people don't want to feel like they're being taken advantage of. So when you get to know people and who they are, their vibe, their lives, have genuine conversations, their business dream brides are in alignment with your business dream brides, it all starts to build up this synergy. It all starts to build up this benefits that's clear and obvious to each side of the relationship there, where you're like, hey, we should join forces. And now that might end up being like styled shoots, or, you know, when people are asking about, oh, I need hair for this, or, oh, I need makeup for this. Or if they're photographers and they have a studio and they work with their brides, or if they have brides who are coming to them really early in the process and doing engagement shoots, they can say, hey, I know an amazing hairstylist, or I know an amazing makeup artist. You should hire them for your engagement shoot that's coming up. Or if it's a wedding planner, they always have preferred vendor lists. If it's a venue, they have preferred vendor lists. And the more often you are there, the more often you're talking about that venue, the more often you're tagging that venue, your business starts to become associated with that venue online. And then the people who are researching that venue are much more naturally and organically going to find you. And see, all of these strategies work on a mutually beneficial relationship that you're building with venues, and not how many likes or views your reels get. It's not about how much engagement your stories are getting. While those are all really important pieces of marketing, it takes a lot more time and effort to be consistent with getting those results, rather than just having genuine friendships and relationships with other people in your immediate area and building a referral network based off of that. That's how my clients are able to post on Instagram when they're happy, when they're inspired, when they have great work, when they have, you know, something important educationally that they want to post. And they're not being like, if I take a week off of Instagram to spend time with my family at Christmas or over the summer or whatever, my business is going to fucking die. My engagement is going to tank. I'm going to have to post again every single day to ramp engagement back up. It's not this constant spinning hamster wheel where you're feeling burnt out and you're always feeling frustrated. You can take that time off and ease in and out of your flow on how you're posting, and it's not going to affect your business. I was able to run a successful bridal business by only posting a few times a year because the vast majority of my inquiries came in through the relationships that I had spent the last 15 years or so building, and they were genuine relationships. If you're feeling overwhelmed with Instagram, there's a couple of solutions for you. One, really lean in to your relationship building and your networking and your referral network by using the tips that we talked about in today's episode. The other option is maybe it's time to reframe how you're using Instagram and how you're creating content. More often than not, people are afraid of recycling their content or repeating themselves. Little tip for you guys, somebody needs to hear your message a minimum of 8 times before they remember it. It's kind of like the key of marketing 101. If you've ever done anything in type of advertising, you can't just buy one ad and expect it to suddenly work for your business. Unless you're putting out like millions of dollars into a Super Bowl ad and millions upon millions of people are seeing your message in those 15 or 20 seconds, they need to see your message multiple times. And it's not just your business and your business name. That's why so many people on Instagram really, really harp on consistency and quantity, because your message needs to be seen multiple times by people to really remember. And having to pump out that much content is really exhausting. And if you're trying to think of something new every single time, you're going about it all wrong. So in my revamp of Visibility Factor, which is going to be relaunched sometime in February, I think it's slated for like the end of February right now, it's going to focus really heavily on creating a sustainable content calendar and creating a content bank. I've talked in some other episodes about how to create a content bank. And this revamp of the course is going to be less on the tech side and less on like, here's how to use Instagram. It's 2023, guys. People should know how to use Instagram. We should know the difference between a static post, a carousel, and a reel. So it's still going to have a lot of like the in-depth strategy of like, here's how you use reels. Here's what reels actually do for your account. Here's how to structure good reels. Same thing for static image posts versus carousels, and then as well as my stories strategies. So if you are somebody who is like, you know what, I really need to get a handle on my Instagram and start using it more effectively so I don't have to pump out so much content, I can really automate a lot of that process. That might be a really good solution for you. You can go to my Instagram at beautybizcollective, and you can find the VF, which is Visibility Factor, highlight and find out some more information about that. And then also there's going to be a slide in there where you can click and you can get yourself on the wait list for that one when it comes out the end of next month or so. But if you're struggling with trying to figure out, well, who is my dream bride and how do I find these vendors, Unique as Fuck is coming back, and that is what that course specifically teaches. Here's how to identify who your dream bride is and how to find the vendors that also serve your dream brides so you can start building up this referral network and just make it a much easier process to go through all of these steps. They're all going to flow together much easier. Identify your dream bride, build a referral network, market to her online more effectively, and then you're golden. You're going to see yourself getting so many more inquiries and much higher quality inquiries as well, because it's not just the number of people. If you are not reaching the right kinds of people who actually want to work with you, who want your styles, who are willing to pay your prices, all those kinds of things. If you want to stop getting ghosted, you really need to narrow in on who your dream brides are, market to her correctly and effectively on social media, and then build up a referral network where you're leveraging other people's businesses to help you continue that flow of dream bride inquiries. So I hope that you understand that when you take the time to put in the effort to do your research, find vendors that align with your dream bride and build a relationship built on reciprocity and genuine respect for their expertise, you're going to find your inbox flooded with inquiries based on referrals that require minimal effort on your part to market yourself. It's so much easier. Like I said, you're not going to be getting those brides that are out of alignment because everything that you're doing, every piece of your business, all comes back to who that dream bride is. So it's all going to work synergistically together. Your marketing, your website, your referral network, your branding, like literally everything is all targeted towards your dream bride. And then you can create content and you can market yourself so much faster and easier. It's not going to feel like this hamster wheel. It's not going to feel like you have to worry about what new app comes out and what new feature inside of Instagram, whether it's now suddenly threads that we're supposed to be doing or whatever. You understand, here's my dream bride, here's how to reach her, and here's how to market to her online. It's all going to flow so, so much easier. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. I hope that I have planted the seeds for you to level up your business inside of 2024. Now is the perfect time to upgrade your marketing, upgrade your systems, and really dial in who your dream brides are. If you aren't fully booked for 2024, you have plenty of time to still get those bookings in. It takes small, consistent daily action to see big results. You don't have to overwhelm yourself by diving in and trying to create or fix or build or grow this whole business all in one shot. It's really those small little steps that you're working on consistently every single day. And then the changes that you implement now in early 2024 will serve you in having an even more successful business in 2025. Because remember, this is the time where we're in like the crux of engagement season. Thanksgiving passed, Christmas passed, New Year's Eve just passed. We're coming up on Valentine's Day soon. All of these people are going to be flooding the market soon with looking for wedding vendors and looking for hair and makeup. So all of these things are going to help serve you for booking better quality weddings and more weddings for 2025, not just inside of 2024. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If there was something about today's conversation that really spoke to you, I would love if you would share it. Just take a screenshot of wherever you are when you're listening to today's episode and share it to your Instagram stories and leave me a feedback or a comment on what stood out to you today. What small change are you going to make in your business? Or if you're really excited about some of the changes that are coming to all of the trainings and the resources and something that you're most excited about, let me know about that too. And I will be happy to send you some information about the changes within those programs. I will see you back again next week, same time, same place.